You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now turn to part two. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students. You now have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there.
Hey.
So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:45 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
Now listen again.
And now I'd like to tell you about some of the activities that we've arranged for your last weekend. Now that the course is finished, you can relax. And I think you'll be very interested in what we've got planned. As usual, tonight is Friday night down at Sam's Disco. Tonight's going to be a bit special, not because it's your last weekend, but because Sam is 30 today and he'll be having a big party down there.
Hey.
So, from 8:30 this evening, Sam's Disco will be the place to be, and it's half price before 10:30. Now, for those of you who are interested in football, we've arranged a football match against the students of Henry's College. We usually hold the match on the beach, but this time it'll be in South Park. If you're a footballer, go there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's opposite the new sports centre, and it isn't difficult to find. Afterwards, we thought we'd all get together, both colleges. We tried to book the local pizza restaurant, but unfortunately they couldn't take more than about 12 people. Instead, we've decided to have a beach party. We'll meet back at the college and set off together at about 5 o'clock. We've managed to persuade a couple of guitarists from the local pub to come and entertain us. Sunday will be the last social event, and we're having a picnic in Thornton Forest. Everybody should meet at the college at 12:15. We'll walk to the station and take the 1:15 train to Thornton. It's about a 20-minute train ride and then a short walk to the forest. And it looks like we're going to be lucky with the weather. The teachers will bring all the food, chicken, salad, bread rolls and plates and things like that. Everybody seems to have their favourite drink these days, so we'd like you to provide that. Don't worry about the glasses, though. We'll bring along some plastic cups. There's a small lake in the middle of the forest, which we always visit. It's not deep enough to swim in, nor are there any fish there, but it is very beautiful, so do bring your cameras. It's lovely just to sit and relax by the water after walking there. We'll return home before it gets dark, so we should get back at about 6:30. Now, are there any questions?
You will hear someone who lives in Lidsey talking on the radio. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
For those who don't know the area, tell us something about Lidsey.
Well, I've lived there for 10 years. It's a small town with a population of about 7,500. We decided to move from London and were looking for a small business to buy. We thought that Lidsey looked a nice town to live in. The streets are full of small, friendly shops, food shops, antique shops, and the usual banks and offices. In the end, we bought a small hotel in the centre, which was built in 1368, so it's got quite a history. It needed a lot of work, but it's now a very successful business. The special thing about Lidsey is the wide main street that used to have an open waterway in it. Boats used to come right into the town centre to transport food grown in the area. Mainly potatoes and carrots, from Lidsey down to London by boat. The waterway was filled in years ago, and now it's a wide street, as I say. There isn't much industry in the area now, but there is a small company down by the river which builds boats. In the old days, the family who owned most of the town lived in a large house near the centre. Unfortunately, the house was pulled down about 10 years ago, but part of the garden is now open to the public, and people come from miles around to visit it. We've also got one of the best museums in the area, which is in the old town hall. There are a lot of different rooms furnished as they used to be in the old days, and it's open from April to September on Thursday and Sunday afternoons.
Well, thank you. It sounds an interesting place.
Now listen again.
For those who don't know the area, tell us something about Lidsey.
Well, I've lived there for 10 years. It's a small town with a population of about 7,500. We decided to move from London and were looking for a small business to buy. We thought that Lidsey looked a nice town to live in. The streets are full of small, friendly shops, food shops, antique shops, and the usual banks and offices. In the end, we bought a small hotel in the centre, which was built in 1368, so it's got quite a history. It needed a lot of work, but it's now a very successful business. The special thing about Lidsey is the wide main street that used to have an open waterway in it. Boats used to come right into the town centre to transport food grown in the area, mainly potatoes and carrots, from Lidsey down to London by boat. The waterway was filled in years ago, and now it's a wide street, as I say. There isn't much industry in the area now, but there is a small company down by the river which builds boats. In the old days, the family who owned most of the town lived in a large house near the centre. Unfortunately, the house was pulled down about 10 years ago, but part of the garden is now open to the public, and people come from miles around to visit it. We've also got one of the best museums in the area, which is in the old town hall. There are a lot of different rooms furnished as they used to be in the old days, and it's open from April to September on Thursday and Sunday afternoons.
Well, thank you. It sounds an interesting place.
Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Mary, and her father about computers. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. You now have 20 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Mary, could you come and help me for a moment, please?
Okay, Dad. Just coming. What's the matter?
It's the computer, Mary. Every time I turn it on, there seems to be another problem.
Let's see. Looks okay to me, Dad. I'll just start the program. Yes, there you are. Nothing wrong.
Thanks, Mary. I really don't know how I'd use this machine at all without your help. You're so quick at everything.
Well, Dad, I've been able to use a computer since I was 4, so of course it's not difficult. It's easy to learn things when you're a child. It's like learning to ride a bike. Once you can do it, you never forget.
True. I've tried reading the instructions for the computer. They seem very confusing. You can probably understand them, but I certainly can't.
I don't find them easy to follow either. What they say is really unclear. The best way is to just sit down and use it.
That's my difficulty, I think. There just weren't any computers when I was young, so I haven't learned to use one properly. It's too late to learn now.
Don't be silly, Dad. There are lots of people of your age in computer classes.
Do you really think so?
Yes, really.
Right. I'll try and find a class in the evenings. Or perhaps a weekend course. Could you help me finish this piece of work, though?
Of course. You know, talking about this has given me an idea for a special report I've got to do as part of my social studies class. I could find out when they started teaching computer skills in schools. I could start with England and then compare what happened here with what happened in other countries. What do you think?
Sounds interesting.
Now listen again.
Mary, could you come and help me for a moment, please?
Okay, Dad. Just coming. What's the matter?
It's the computer, Mary. Every time I turn it on, there seems to be another problem.
Let's see. Looks okay to me, Dad. I'll just start the program. Yes, there you are. Nothing wrong.
Thanks, Mary. I really don't know how I'd use this machine at all without your help. You're so quick at everything.
Well, Dad, I've been able to use a computer since I was 4, so of course it's not difficult. It's easy to learn things when you're a child. It's like learning to ride a bike. Once you can do it, you never forget.
True. I've tried reading the instructions for the computer. They seem very confusing. You can probably understand them, but I certainly can't.
I don't find them easy to follow either. What they say is really unclear. The best way is to just sit down and use it.
That's my difficulty, I think. There just weren't any computers when I was young, so I haven't learned to use one properly. It's too late to learn now.
Don't be silly, Dad. There are lots of people of your age in computer classes.
Do you really think so?
Yes, really.
Right. I'll try and find a class in the evenings, or perhaps a weekend course. Could you help me finish this piece of work, though?
Of course. You know, talking about this has given me an idea for a special report I've got to do as part of my social studies class. I could find out when they started teaching computer skills in schools. I could start with England and then compare what happened here with what happened in other countries. What do you think?
Sounds interesting.